Blog Talk Radio.
Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus.
Florida. I'm Dr. Mary Smith McCoy, and we are excited
about what God has done and what God is about to do. We want you to tell a neighbor, tell a friend, call them, let them know that the hour of power broadcast is on the air. And yes, we're getting ready to go before the throne of grace. The word of God say what we do in word of deed, do it in the name of Jesus. So right now we're getting ready to go before the throne of grace, and we invite you to go with us as we pray. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, we praise you, we magnify your name. Lord, we thank you for the great, for the mighty things that you have done, the great and mighty things, God, that you're going to do according to your word. We thank you, God, that your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. And God, that word, how we hear it in our heart, that we will not sin against thee. Lord God, have your way, God, throughout this nation. God, even on foreign soil. Lord, move in behalf, God, of every person that are breathing on today. Lord, cause them, Father God, to hear the word of the Lord. Lord, I see, God, those that are not saved, I see, God, to save them. God, those that need delivering, God, deliver them. God, those that are sick in their bodies, Lord, heal them, Father God, even right now, in the name of Jesus. And for this, we will bless and praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Yes, you are listening to the Hour of Power broadcast, and we are broadcasting live from the Bowling beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. We're getting ready to go into the Word of God today. We're getting ready to take a walk through the Word of God coming from Daniel's, the third chapter. Again, it's in the Old Testament, and we want you to be able to hear the word of the Lord. And we're going to begin at that first verse. Nebuchadnezzar, the king, made an image of gold, whose height was 3 cubits, and the breadth thereof 6 cubits. He set it up in the plain of Dura, in the province of Babylon. Then Nebuchadnezzar, the king, sent together the princes, the governors, the captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the chef, and all the rulers of the province to come to the dedication of the image which Nebuchadnezzar, the king, had set up. Then the princes, the governors, the captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the chefs, and all the rulers of the province were gathered together to the dedication of the image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. And they stood before the image. They stood before the image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Then an herald cried aloud, "To you it is commanded, O people, nation, and language, that at what time you hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, the sackbut, the tazzeret, sorcery, the dulcimer, and all kinds of music, you fall down and worship the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king has set up. And whosoever falls not down and worship, shall the same hour be cast into the midst of the fiery furnace." So we see here in the word of God, here in the third chapter of Daniel, that Nebuchadnezzar had made this image. And he called all of the important people that he wanted to invite it to come. And he wanted them to know at what time that he hear all of the music, all of the kind of instruments, they were to fall down and they were to worship that image. But the word of God tells us that thou shalt have no other God. We shall have no other God before him. And we see that God, he is the true, and he is the living God. And we see in the word of God that God let us know that he is the Alpha and Omega. He is the beginning and the end. He is the first and the last. He is the true and the living God. So we see in the word of God that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, as we will hear and see in the word of God today, that we're going to see how men of God, how they stood in reverence to what who they knew who was the true and the living God. So here Nebuchadnezzar had called all of these people in, and he let them know what was expected of them. After all, he was the king. He was in charge, and they were to do what they were asked to do. The word of God tells us, even in that first verse, how tall the image was that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. The word tells us the height was 60 cubits, and the breadth thereof was 6 cubits that he had set up. And he had called all of the people that he wanted to come to admire, to see what he had set up. And as we said, and we looked there at the word, he had called the governors, he called the captains and the judges and the treasurers and the counselors. He called the shepherds and all the rulers of providence. He called the people that, as I said before, that was, he thought that was important. And he called them to see the image. See, they might have been important, but they was not important as he was. So let's get this understanding that I've set this image up, and after I've set it up, and I want you to admire it, I want you to see it, I want you to understand what it means when you hear the herald cry. When you hear all of the music, I want you to fall down and to worship this golden image that I have set up. I want you to worship him. But no, here we see that when we look at the word of God, that we are not to worship any type of images. We're not to worship people, we're not to worship things, but we are to worship God. But the Nebuchadnezzar had let them know, no, you're going to fall down, and you're going to worship the same hour. You're going to worship this golden image, and if you did not worship this golden image the same hour, you're going to be cast into the midst of a fiery burning furnace. The same time when you hear this music, you have a command to fall down and to worship this image. And he let them know, he reminds them again, and he named all the different instruments, such as the cornet and the flute and the harp and the passerine. All this music that's going to be playing, it is your key to fall down and worship this image that was set up. And when we see in the word of God, in that 8th verse, he said, therefore at that time certain Chaldees came near and accused the Jews. And they spoke and said to the king Nebuchadnezzar, O king, live forever. You, O king, have made a decree that every man that shall hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, the cypher, the psaltery, and the dulcimer, and all kinds of music shall fall down and worship the golden image. And whosoever fall not down and worship that he should be cast into the midst of a burning, fiery furnace. That's what you said, Nebuchadnezzar. That's what you said, O king. But then they had a plan. They knew they didn't have to remind the king of what he said, but it was a purpose. He knew what he had said. But I want to make sure that you remember what you said, because they came there with a purpose. They came there because they knew some men of God that was true men of God, and it was their opportunity to come against the men of God. They knew that these men of God was not going to bow down to this image. They knew that they were true men of God. So therefore, they went to the king, King Nebuchadnezzar. And they said there in that 12th verse, there are certain Jews whom you have set over the affairs of a province of Babylon. Now, these men, they had a position. He had set them in position, in authority. And they were jealous, and they were envious, and they had strife in their heart. And they was watching them because they had no problem what to do before. But since the king had made this image, and since the king wanted them, everybody to bow down, well, this is our opportunity to come against the men of God. And when we see here that he said, there are certain Jews whom you have set over the affairs of the province of Babylon. And they began to name who they were. They said Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not regarded, in other words, they have not obeyed you. They serve not your God, nor worship the golden image which you have set up. Then Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage and fury, commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then they brought these men before the king. Now, he apparently was pleased with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And he didn't have in his closet anything against them until he found out that they wasn't bowing to the image that he had set up, and that they wasn't serving the God that he served. So after they told him that it was Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the king, he was enraged. He was furious because they didn't bow down. After all, I have given the order. After all, I am king. After all, I'm Nebuchadnezzar. And when I speak, then you listen. When I speak, you obey. But these were men that was not serve man, but they served the true and living God, a worship. They worship the true and the living God, that they did not worship man. Yes, they were servants, and yes, they served as we being servants of God, but they worship God. And the enemy knew where they stand. The enemy knew whose side they were on. And I ask you today, in your mentality, in your heart, deep down in your soul, I ask you to examine yourself to see whose side are you on. Shadrach, Meshach was being picked on. They were picked on, and they were being one that the enemy knew that they were going to stand up for the true and the living God. And they were not going to bow down to any type of image that the king had set up. So when the king heard that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when they would not bow, and they got so angry, and he not only, you know, anger turned into, someone gets anger, angry about certain things, and then if you let it, it linger in their spirit, they can turn into rage. And this is what happened, that what the king, he was enraged. You ever seen anybody enraged? If you ever seen anybody just lose it? Just lose it? This king, in a sense, he lost it. He was enraged. A person that enraged can be a dangerous person. And we see here in that 14th verse that Nebuchadnezzar spoke and said to them, after they done called Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, is it true? Just tell me, is it true or not? Is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, do not you serve my God, nor worship the golden image which I have set up? He got an I problem. Me problem. I set up. I did it. So since I did it, you're supposed to obey what I did and what I have done. This is what he said to them. He said in that 15th verse, now if you be ready, at what time you hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, the cypher, the psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, you fall down and worship the image which I have made. Well, but if you worship not, you shall be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning, fiery furnace. And who, this is what they said, and who is that God? Who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hand? See, this man thought he was somebody. He thought he was walking in pride. He thought that he was to be worshipped, the image that what his hands or what he given orders to be created into some kind of image of God. He thought that the people were supposed to stop what they're doing and to fall down on their knees and to worship this image. I told you today that there are many, many people, there are there not to say, I dare to say that there will be millions of people that will fall down and worship the image if it depended upon their life. Why? Because they want to live and not die. They did not, you know, these are people that are professing to know Christ. These are people that some are unbelievers and some do not have a relationship with him. But there are people that are not real. There are people that does not have a solid foundation. These are people that are not really in love with God. These are people that are thinking about their own flesh. These are people that are saying that I want to live and I don't want to die. Oh, these are people that say, no, I'm not going to let my Mercedes-Benz not be able to drive my Mercedes-Benz. These are people that have that Cadillac that, no, I'm not going to leave my Cadillac and not be and be burned up in this fire furnace. No, these are people that built that beautiful home and think about, no, I'm not ready to go. I'm not going anywhere, so of course I'm going to bow. Do you think that it's fair to me to leave my beautiful home and not and get burned up in some kind of fire furnace when I got a choice to live and not to die? Oh, no, I'm going to live. It's not going to take me long. Of course, I love God, but I'm going to get down here, and I'm going to bow down every time the music the flu, the heart, the horn, the deuce miser, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to bow. God know my heart. God know I want to. I love him. But these are the people that bow down. Could you imagine that all of these people that was there, they dare not come against the king. They dare not come against what he was saying to them. And they began to bow down to the image when God let us know that we're not to worship any other God, no person, nothing, no thing, nothing that we have, nobody that we know, that we're not supposed to bow down and worship them. But these people, all of these people in Nebuchadnezzar's kingdom, they knew that if they did not bow down, that they were going to be cast into the fiery furnace. And I'm quite sure they thought about, you know, I'm not going to be burned up today. I'm not going to be burned up tomorrow, no other day. All they could imagine, there'd been a crisp inside of that furnace. Oh, I'm not ready to leave my family. I'm not ready to be burned today. This is not the day or any other day. It's so easy for me to bow down. It's so easy for me to come in agreement with the king. After all, he is the king. And see, sometimes people forget that there is but one king, the king that's really important. Yes, there are many kings in the land. There are many people of importance, but you know, there is but one king who is the real king, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Alpha and Omega, the one that is the first and the one that is last, the one that can give you everlasting life. These people, if they would have bowed, they are, in essence, they are turning their back on God. You know, they're saying, God, you know, I thank you for being God, but this king's going to put me into this furnace, and I am not going to be burned up. I don't want to go that way. Our people are saying today that I don't want to go that way. I don't want to die right now. I got too much to live for. After a while, after all, I have $20,000 in the bank. I have $1 million in the bank, you know, or whatever you have. You know, I'm driving this limousine, or I'm driving this car that's so important to me. So I'm going to bow down. I have all these friends that I want to hang with. No, I'm not dying today. I'm not going to die today. So therefore, Nebuchadnezzar, he found these men that he wanted to bow down. But they would not bow down. They would not give their life to him. They would not stand for what was wrong, because they knew that they loved the Almighty God. So he was going to give them a chance. I'm going to give you another. I am going to see whether or not you're going to bow down and whether or not you're going to serve the true and the living God. So they refused to bow down. They refused to do what the king had asked them to do. So we see here in the word of God, and if you want to know, is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Is it true? He's letting them know now, if you be ready at what time you hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, the cypher, the sorcery, and deuce miser, and all kinds of music, you fall down and worship the image that I have made. Well, and if you worship not, you shall be cast the same hour in the midst of know who he was talking about. He was saying, who is this God that you were willing to go through the fire? Who is this God that you rather defile me and not bow down? So he was saying, who is the God that going to deliver you out of my hand? And in that 16th verse, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar. He is saying, King, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer you in this matter. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of the hand, O king. He's going to deliver us. He will deliver us out of your hand. And if he didn't, we're not bowing down. If he didn't, we're not going to serve you. We're not bowing down to any kind of image. They said, but if not, be it known to you, get it straight, O king, that we will not serve your God with a small g, nor worship the golden image which you have set up. Then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury, and the form of his visage was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore he spoke and commanded that they should heat the furnace 1/7 time more than it was wont to be heated. He was so angry. He was so filled of rage that you heat this furnace up hotter than it's the normal temperature supposed to be, because we're going to burn them up today. They're going to be burned. In other words, we're going to burn them. We're going to show them that you don't come against me. I'm the king. After all, I am the king. I am Nebuchadnezzar. And you, I'm going to show you, I'm going to show others. You're going to be an example of disobeying me, the king. And he commanded the most mighty men that were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and to cast them into the burning fiery furnace. And then these men were bound in their coats, their hosen, their hats, their other garments, and they were cast in the midst of a burning fiery furnace. They had their trousers, they had all their clothes on, and the king had them put them into the fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's command was urgent, the furnace exceedingly hot, the flame of a fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they fell down bound, because they bound them. They were bound into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. Come on. Then Nebuchadnezzar, the king, was astonished. And he rose up in haste, and he spoke and said to his counselors, did not we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? And they answered and said to the king, true, O king. And he answered and said, lo, I see four men loose walking in the midst of a fire, and they have no hurt. And the form of a fourth is like the Son of God. Come on, God. Thank you, Jesus. Then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of a burning fiery furnace and spoke and said to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, you servants of the Most High God, come forth and come here. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth of the midst of the fire. And the princes, the governors, the captains, the kings, the counselors, then gathered together so that these men whose bodies that the fire had no power, the fire didn't have no power over these men's bodies. The fire, God took the fire. He took the power out of the fire. The men that was there, the counselors, and all of these thick men, they see that there was no power in that fire. And the word of God says, and the princes, the governor, and the captain, and the king's counselor, they gathered together, saw these men upon whose bodies the fire had no power, nor was an hair of their head singed, neither were their coats chained, nor the smell of fire had passed on them. This is the power of God. This is the authority of God. This is God Almighty. This is the King of Kings. This is the Lord of Lords. This is the Alpha and Omega. God stood for them. God took that power out of the fire. He took them because they believed God. He allowed them to be able to walk around in a fire furnace. After, you remember when we read that the people that put them in the fire, they would burn up. Just put them in there because they had made it such, heated the furnace like the king had asked them to, and they are the ones that got sinned. But Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, after they had bound them into the fire, put them in the fire with the clothes on, the fire did not have any power over them. Then Nebuchadnezzar spoke and said, blessed be the God, this is the king, of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and delivered his servants that trusted in him, and have changed the king's word, and yield their bodies that they might not serve nor worship any god except their own God. He said, therefore I make a decree that every people, nation, and language will speak anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made a dung hill, because there is no other God that can deliver after this sort. Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. We see that they were promoted. They were already in the king. They were already working for the king. They was already with position. But there are people that are jealous, people that were trying to come against the people of God. But the word of God says, to fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they soon shall be cut down as the grass and withered as the green herb. But to trust in the Lord and do good, and verily thou shalt dwell in the land, and thou shalt be saved. My God, we see the power of God. You see the demonstration of God, those that will believe him, those that will stand upon his word. The word of God says that heaven and earth may pass away, but not one jot and not one tittle of his word will fail. Shadrach, Meshach, they believed God. They came against the king. They didn't bow down to what the images, and they didn't serve other gods. They didn't do what the those that was in authority said, because they knew what God had said. Now, you know, as being hearers, you got to be a hearer and a doer of the word. And we are living in a time, in a day and a time, that God wants to know whose side are you going to be on? Whose side are you going to be on? What stand are you going to take? It's time for us to stand up, and it's time for us to make a choice. In Joshua, the word of God tells us to choose ye this day whom we will serve. Joshua said, for me and my household, we're going to serve the Lord. And we love God the way that we say that we love him, we're going to have to fall in love with him more and more every day. We are living in times. We're living in times when men and women are not enduring sound doctrine. They're, men and women are coming against the word of God. They're, those that are in authority, those that authority, leaders are coming against the word of God, you know, and those things that are written in the word of God, we're going to have to take a stand against those things. You know, God say, thou shalt not kill, we should not kill, and that is related to abortion. The Bible said, thou shalt not kill. Come on. And not only abortion, but killing each other. There are killing and massacres in the streets. And the Bible says, thou shalt not kill. And the word of God says, thou shalt not steal. So therefore, you know, the bank robberies and those that are house invasions and those that are going into the marketplace and those that are going through the stores and all of these things and those people that are taking people's lives because they want what they have, whether they want the shirts on the back, the shoes that they're wearing, whatever it may be. The word of God says, thou shalt not steal. And the word of God says, thou shalt not cover thy neighbor's wife. People are stealing and taking people's husbands, and they're taking people's wives. This is not the word of God. We're going to have to stand. Whose side are we going to stand on? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they stood on the word of God. They are saying to God, for God I live, and for God I will die. They are not having. In a day and a time, we have to choose this day whom we will serve. We cannot serve the gods of this world. We cannot serve the people of this world. We cannot serve the things of this world. We're going to have to serve the true and the living God. It may look like it's going to cost us something, but it, in the end, you know, it's going to be all right. Even as Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, even if they have been burned to a crisp in that fire, which they weren't, but even if they were burned in that fire, they so would have been saved. Why? Because they believed God. Why? Because they had faith in God. Why? Because they believed that God was able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all that they asked or think. Why? Because they had faith in God. The Bible says now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Even if we don't see it in the natural, we're going to have to believe God. We're going to have to stand on God's word. And that is what God is telling and calling for his people. It's time for us to take a stand. If we don't get the word in us, then we're not going to be able to take a stand. Word of God said, if you abide in me and my word abide in us, that we can ask what we will, and it said it shall be done unto us. What do we want? We want a clean heart. We want a right spirit. We want God to save, deliver us, and make us free. We want to walk in the righteousness of God. We want to do those things that are pleasing to God. We want to do those things that are going to bring glory to Him. So, therefore, I'm saying to you, Shadrach, Meshach, it was their day for a test. It was their day to stand on the word of God, whether they're going to bow. They had a position already. They was already in the kingdom. They was already was appointed to a position. So the king had already put them over the affairs of the province of Babylon. They were already. So no matter what position they had, they, oh my God, it doesn't matter where you have assigned me, what authority you have given me. I'm not going to bow down. I'm not going to lie for you. I'm not going to steal for you. I'm not going to kill for you. I'm not going to put you before my God. So this is what Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were proclaiming the word of God. They were making a stand for you and me today. They didn't bow. We shouldn't bow. They didn't walk. They did not walk in unrighteousness. We should not walk in unrighteousness because of the word of God. We're getting ready to go before the throne of grace. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank and praise thy name. We thank God for the great, for the mighty things that you have done. Thank you for the great and the mighty things that you're going to do according to your word. Thank you, God, that your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. Thank you, God, for our salvation. Thank you, God, for giving us the boldness of thee to proclaim the unadulterated, uncompromising word of God. Thank you, God, for the word of God that will save us, deliver us, and to make us free. Thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, your word, Father God, have we hid in our heart that we would not sin against thee. Thank you, God, for giving us revelation, knowledge of your word. Thank you, God, Lord God, for saving us, Lord God, that we can have that place with you for eternity, God. Father, we just say right now, thank you. And Lord, for those that are sick in their bodies, Lord God, wherever they may be, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for the healing to their bodies, God, because we realize and we understand, God, that you specialize in every area of their lives, and God, that you can bring healing, God, no matter what is going on in their lives. Father, we claim healing. Cancer, we bind cancer. We pray healing right now in the name of Jesus. We release healing to the bodies of those that are going through cancer, those that are going through leukemia. Oh, God, those, Father God, that are blind and cannot see, those that are crippled, Father, those, God, in the name of Jesus, that have a problem with their bowels, Lord, heal in the mighty name of Jesus. God, every lunatic spirit, God, every Methodist spirit, every spirit of schizophrenia and bipolar disease, God, we come against it in Jesus' name, and we proclaim healing to be manifest in the body. And Father, for this we will glorify and praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. And God, we thank thee. Amen and amen. You have been listening to the Our Power broadcast. We were broadcasting live from the bold and beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. Please join us on this coming Friday for again that you will be able to be in the midst of the anointing, that you'll be in the midst to hear the undecorated, uncompromising word of God. Because here on the Hour of Power, we are not going to compromise the word of God. We will proclaim the word of God. We will call sin, sin, and we will call righteousness, righteousness, and we will walk in the anointing of the Most High God. And listen, tell us, call a neighbor, call a friend, let them know that the Hour of Power broadcast will be back on the air on this coming Friday at the same time. May God bless and keep you is our prayer for each of you on today.